Lord Jowls and Jack Flanders are preparing themselves for a long voyage. A voyage they hope will take them to the source of the strange jukebox that plays the old 50s music. As we look in, we find them preparing for their voyage. They are now packing provisions into a small sailboat.
That's quite a breathtaking design printed on the sail. It's a mandala, isn't it?
Yes, I have several different mandalas. This one I chose specifically for this voyage.
Well, what exactly is the significance of a mandala?
Well, briefly, it's a technical aid.
Well, is that all you have to say?
Obviously, it assists to open the mind to the experience of higher dimensions.
So that sail enables us to move from one realm to another?
That and other aids.
I take it this boat is supposed to fly.
I believe so.
You mean you don't know?
It's only built for one, but it can carry two, I hope. Well, shall we? To the launching pad.
Well, where is that?
I'll carry the bow. You carry the stern. Here we go. It's this way. Here we are. This is the spot. Oh, perfect. A lovely grassy slope, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Boy. Hey, wait a minute. You mean we're going to slide down that hill and then shoot off the edge of that cliff?
Of course.
Wow. And I'm supposed to be relaxed by the time we reach the cliff?
A true test. Well, shall we? I'll man the rudder, and you take to the bow.
Me? At the front?
Of course. I'm no keener to watch that black abyss approaching than you are.
Yeah, and since you're the captain...
Exactly. Righto. All set to give the old girl a shove? Heave-ho, and off we go!
The small sandalwood sailboat slides down the slope. The flat bottom of the boat skims across the slick green grass. The craft picks up momentum. Faster and faster, the long, shiny blades of grass pass in a blur as the black edge of the cliff approaches swiftly. And then suddenly there it is, from silver green beneath to blackness, and they're over the edge and aloft.
It flies!
Quite. I admit it is rather startling.
You can say that again.
Quite. I admit it is rather startling.
You can say that again.
Quite. It's slightly different than flying on a carpet, but the general principles are the same. The wind doesn't arrest.
Hey, how wide is this desert of burning desires?
It's impossible to measure in our terms. It's relative to your desires. The more difficult or greater the distance. I believe we're approaching the desert.
I heard a voice.
A mere shimmering mirage of this strange desert, my boy. Look, now you can see it. The desert.
And there it is indeed. And are you ready for this one? Far ahead lies a region almost beyond the imagination. A desert of slowly shifting sands. A dull smoke-colored light that shapes itself into forms. Moaning, tormented beings that are somehow familiar to Jack and very disturbing.
Yes, this is the realm of the Pretors, beings that cling to the objects of desire without a possibility of satisfaction. Restless spirits filled with unsatisfied passions, leading a ghost-like existence in a world of imaginary objects of their desire. These are the beings that often haunt the places of their former existence, to which they are fettered by their unsatisfied desires. They're ghoulish wallows with spindly, dried-up limbs and bloated bellies, tortured by insatiable hunger and thirst, without being able to satisfy them. You'll note that what little they are able to swallow through the narrow gullet of their nets causes them unspeakable tortures, since food is indigestible for them and merely bloats up their bellies. And whatever they drink turns into fire.
Oh, poor babies. Is there no hope for these pitiful creatures?
Only if they can succeed in replacing unwholesome objects with wholesome ones. Then these suffering beings may be liberated from the tortures of unquenchable desires.
Hmm.
As the small boat sails above this insane desert, the forms lash at the fragile hull. The old adventurer suddenly awakens from his own disturbing thoughts.
I say, Jack, snap out of it.
What?
My golly, watch out for those hooks.
Oh.
They're reaching over the side. Pick up one of those silver oars and give them a good whack.
What are these speakers for?
By Jove, I forgot. This'll bite through that moaning.
Good grief!
That sounds like the Madonna Vampira.
We'll feed them a little of their own, eh? Keep alert now. Here's one for the Queen. And another for Prince Charles. One for Henry Higgins. Such a nice fellow. Come on, Sam. It's time for tea.
Tea? Now?
You keep them at bay while I pour us a cup. Here's one, Aunt.
Make it two.
Drat. It's dashed milk. That's not cricket. I say, get your sandy fingers out of my cup. Mr. Flanders, I regret to say, a great tragedy has fallen upon us.
Oh, no. What could be worse than this?
The milk, alas, has gone off.
Oh.